Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
If you were in studio with us right now, you'd be able to see my co-host Melissa salivating at the mouth because some of her favorites are joining us right now.
Love these guys.
Matt, Scott, Barry, and Josh from Parmalee. Guys, what is going on?
What's happening?
Not much, you know, just out here jamming out to freaking Cowgirl, guys. I feel like we are well on our way to a fifth consecutive number one, right?
I like the way you talk.
I hope so, man.
Let's go.
That's right. Song of the summer.
Like, every time you guys drop a new single, I always tell myself, well, it's like, oh, well, surely it won't be as great as their last single.
And then it is.
And then it is. Look, I'm not going to mince words. I'm going to officially claim it right here, right now. This is an official nominee for 2025 Song of the Summer right now.
There you go.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Well, you guys have been out there pushing it out on socials. And from the moment I saw the very first little clip of it before you even released it, I was like, oh, this is a good one.
It's like you can't help but bop your head along.
I know.
Yeah. And I mean, with the album dropping today, we are so excited for all this new music you're hitting us with.
Yeah, man, and we kept it short and sweet. We kept seven songs on this first part of this album. We're going to release another part later, but right now this is our favorite seven songs that we've been working on. And, you know, a little bit of something for everybody. If you're a Parmalee fan, we want to make sure we gave you a taste of everything Parmalee in this one.
Plus, you guys are busy. You've got the tour, and you're going to be on the Today Show on Monday.
Yes, we are. We're heading to New York to be on Today Show, which is always a blast. And then back on the touring circuit.
Gosh, that's crazy. You guys are just everywhere, honestly.
Yeah, you guys were in Chicago not too long ago. Actually, do you guys mind if I pull you aside real quick?
Okay.
Melissa obviously was at that tour, and you guys had a chance to, chat with her and talk to her backstage and everything. Did she behave herself?
What?
Be honest,
Austin,
with me.
No, of course
no, I stepped
absolutely
them aside.
Not.
Absolutely not.
See, I knew it.
Right. Hey. She made it on the tour bus. Uh-oh.
Melissa!
What?
That is a work trip for you.
So what? All I know is they introduced me to the best tasting tequila I have ever had in my entire life.
Hey, we love our job, don't we?
Yes, you do.
Who loves the job? Of the four of you guys, who loves their job the most, with air quotes?
I love my job. Speaking, I ain't gonna lie.
I do too. You know I love playing drums.
Yeah, yeah. But does anyone like love it a little too much sometimes after a show?
Oh yeah.
Is that a thing? You do that?
Guilty.
Guilty. Did you guys ever wonder, since you've had so many hits now and you guys have been around for a bit, what do you think you guys would be doing if you weren't doing music? Seriously.
I think we'd be trying.
We'd be trying to do music. I love that.
What else are you good at?
Playing music on the side, me and Scott were loggers. We lumberjacks, and Josh was construction. Barry was furniture repo. I hate to think we'd still be doing that, but we'd still have a band in some sort of way.
Yeah. Just playing
on the weekends.
Like local bars and stuff.
Yeah. Hey, there's plenty of people that do make a living doing just even the small bars, but you don't have to do that. You get to do the big venues.
But we did our fair share of those. Trust me, we really have, and we've done any kind of venue there is. We play them all. That's one thing that makes us appreciate where we are and appreciate the fact that we get to play music for a living and get to talk to you guys about a new song on the radio and an album release and all that. Now we want to thank everybody out there for giving us this spot.
Well, you guys are amazing. I say it every single time I talk to you guys. Are my favorite. I've loved you guys since day one. I know this song is going to be huge. I think you guys know that too. And I cannot wait to just see where it all goes. And of course, you're going to have such an awesome tour.
Yeah, it's fun. I can't wait for everybody to hear this album. Speaking of, you said day one. That's the name of a song on this new album.
There we go.
Exactly.
There we go.
See? Yeah. I didn't even mean to do that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Pretty cool. Matt, Scott, Barry, and Josh, we want to thank you guys so much for the time that you've always given us. You guys have always been so good to us. Matt, you came in studio and ate some deep dish pizza with us, and we need to get the rest of you guys in studio at some point next time you guys are back in Chicago. And next time you guys are back in Chicago, I'll hang out with you guys, so then that way you don't get, you know, Melissa
what?
Being misbehaving herself
get
and,
here.
You know,
then
getting
you'll
all handsy
behave.
And, yeah.
We'll bring tequila. Shot
yeah,
tequila.
Yeah.
Down.
Perfect.
Awesome.
I'm in.
Well, Parmalee, we love you guys so much. Thank you for continuously hitting us with great new music. We're excited for this album that it drops today. Fell in love with a cowgirl, but then also the next 7 songs that you're ready to hit us with. We cannot wait,
right.
Dude.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all having us.
We love you guys. We'll see you soon.
All right, see you.
Sounds good. Thanks, y'all.
Okay, bye.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.